So Hare Krishna, I want to welcome you to this next session called The Power of Blessing.
Hare Krishna, dobrodošli. Ja bih želela da vam poželim dobrodošlicu na ovaj dio seminara koji se zove Moć blagoslova.
In this world we usually do not know about this potency.
I u ovom svetu mi obično ne znamo ništa o ovoj moćnoj snazi.
Yes, we only mostly think that the success or failure of all our endeavors is dependent more or less how skillful we can be in what we do.
I mi manje ili više mislimo da naš uspjeh ili neuspjeh zavisi od toga koliko smo mi vešti u onome što radimo.
Only very few people do know how the power of blessing is much, much stronger than the power of their own endeavors.
I samo jako, jako malo ljudi zna koliko je u stvari moć blagoslova jača od njihovog sobstvenog napora.
And that ignorance is the reason that people really almost kill themselves to improve their lives, not understanding that it is not within their own power, but it is only if blessings come to their life can they substantially change anything.
I postoje ljudi koji se samo što se ne ubiju od tog silnog napora i u stvari zbog tog neznanja je glavni razlog zbog koga ljudi gotovo da se ubiju, znači od tih napora da nešto promijene u svom životu, a ne shvataju da je upravo moć blagoslova suštinski razlog koji će dovesti do promjene.
Every one of us has an invisible circle around him or herself, which are his or her karmic granicas.
I svako od nas ima oko sebe jedan krug koji se doduše ne vidi, ali koji predstavlja karmičku granicu te osobe.
And only if you get the visa of blessings can you cross those very hard borders.
I samo ako dobijete tu vizu blagoslova, onda vi možete preći te jako, jako teške granice.
If you want to have spiritual life, you need the visa of blessings to do more than your karma allows you.
I ako želite da vodite duhovni život, onda morate imati tu vizu blagoslova kako biste mogli uraditi više od onoga što vam karma dozvoljava.
I would like to give you in the beginning an example of Bali Maharaj who once fought a very, very heavy war against the Devatas.
Ja bih želao da vam dam prvo primjer Bali Maharadža koji je vodio jedan jako, jako naporan rat protiv Devata.
His whole army was rooted and destroyed by the powerful astras or weapons of the heavenly forces.
I njegova čitava armija bila je uništena moćnim astrama koje su poslale te nebeske snage.
He himself was burnt and only a heap of ashes remained of him.
A čak i on sam je bio spaljen i od njega je ostalo samo jedna gomila pepela.
His spiritual master Sukracharya saw him and decided to have some mercy with him and sprinkled water on the heaps of ashes, which revived him so that he came back to life.
I onda ga je u tom stanju ugledao njegov duhovni učitelj Sukracharya i on je odlučio da mu da nešto milosti tako da ga je poprskao vodom i onda se Bali Maharaj vratio u život.
When Bali arose from the ashes,
Bali se uzdigao iz tog pepela,
he decided, I will again go to war against the Devatas, and this time I will be known as Indrajit, the one who defeated King Indra in battle.
I onda je Bali rekao, ja ću opet krenuti u boj protiv Devata, ali ovog puta ja ću biti pobednik i bit će poznat kao Indrađit, kao onaj koji je pobedio Indru, kralja nebesa.
After he had made this decision, he did something very, very unusual for someone who wants to go to war.
A nakon što je to radio, nakon što je to rekao, on je uradio nešto jako, jako neobično za nekoga ko se upravo sprema da pođe u rat.
He went into the forest hermitage, into the gurukul of his master Sukracharya.
I onda se on uputio u šumu i otišao u gurukulu svog duhovnog učitelja Sukracharya.
He dressed in saffron robes like Virachandra once did.
I on je bio obučen u boju odeće šafrana kako je Virachandra Prabhu nekada imao.
And became a very devoted servant of Sukracharya, cooking, washing the clothes, everything.
I onda je on postao jako požrtvovani sluga Sukracharya. On je kuvao, pramao odeću, sve druge stvari.
After one year of doing such menial service as a brahmachari, Sukracharya gave him his blessing. May your desires be fulfilled.
I nakon čitave jedne godine koju je Bali proveo radeći takvu službu, Sukracharya mu je dao blagoslov, neka tvoja želja bude ispunjena.
And equipped with the powerful blessings of that saint Sukracharya, Bali went to war.
I opremljen moćnim blagoslovima sveca Sukracharye, Bali je krenuo u rat.
Now, when Bali approached the armies of Indra, Indra immediately knew this time he will be victorious.
I čim se on približio Indrinoj vojsci, Indra je ovog puta znao, ovog puta on će biti pobednik.
He could see that Bali Maharaj had new enthusiasm.
I on je mogao da vidi jednostavno da Bali Maharaj ima neki novi entuzijazam.
And he had such astonishing powers.
Imao je takve zadivljujuće moći.
He looked so brilliant.
I izgleda je tako blještavo.
So absolutely sparkling with energy.
I on je jednostavno blistao od te energije.
That Indra said to his spiritual master Brihaspati, it seems to me that this time we will not be able to resist Bali.
I onda je Indra rekao svom duhovnom učitelju Brihaspatiju, čini mi se da ovog puta nećemo moći da se odupremo Baliju.
One year ago he was a pile of ashes. Now he looks so strong. What has happened?
Samo pre godinu dana on je bio gomila pepela, a sada izgleda tako snažno. Šta se to desilo?
Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, reci.
I Brihaspati, duhovni učitelj polubogova, je rekao.
Rekao, yes. O Indra, I know the cause for your enemies becoming so powerful.
O Indra, ja znam razlog zbog kojeg je tvoj neprijatelj postao tako moćan.
The Brahmana descendants of Brigamuni, that parampara, has become pleased by Bali, the disciple, and blessed him with extraordinary power.
Bali Maharaj je zadovoljio Brigamuni.
Yes.
Brahmanu koji je u tom učeničkom nasljeđu Brigamunija.
Yes,
i zato
that's
je
the parampara Radha Kripa, no? Where Sukracharya is in.
I na taj način je zadovoljio guru paramparu i ona mu je dala svoje moćne blagoslove.
He has been blessed by his guru.
On je jednostavno dobio blagoslov od svog guru.
Now, if we hear such an ancient story, we think, oh, this is one of these old Puranic legends. What does it have to do with me?
I onda kada mi čujemo ovakvu priču, onda mi pomislimo, pa da, to je jedna od onih starih priča iz Purana, ali kako to veze ima sa mnom?
Prabhupada in his purport explains, however, that this has a lot to do with each one of us here who's sitting in his little karma circle.
Ali Prabhupada u smislu objašnjava kako to ima jako puno veze sa svima nama koji sedimo u tom svom malom karmičkom krugu.
He says, we sing daily in our prayers.
I on kaže, mi svakog dana pevamo u svojim molitvama.
Yasya prasara bhagavat prasaram,
Yasya pasadamahagati guchopi Tayam stuvanskasya Yasya stisandhyam Vande gurasi charanaravinda.
By the pleasure of the spiritual master, one can get extraordinary power.
Zadovoljavši duhovnog učitelja, osoba može dobiti neograničene moći.
Especially in our spiritual advancement.
A pogotovo u našem duhovnom životu, napredovanju.
And then he says a sentence which really changed my whole perspective in life.
I onda Šila Prabhupad kaže rečenicu koja je zaista izmenila čitavu moju perspektivu u životu.
The blessings of the spiritual master are more powerful than one's personal endeavors for such advancement.
Blagoslovi duhovnog učitelja su moćniji od našeg sobstvenog truda i napora.
Especially for spiritual advancement, one should carry out the bona fide order of the spiritual master.
I specijalno za duhovni napredak osoba bi trebalo da sledi verodostojno uputstvo duhovnog učitelja.
And then he concludes by saying, by the parampara system, one can thus be endowed with the original spiritual power coming from the supreme personality of Godhead.
I on također kaže da u tom sistemu parampare osoba jednostavno može biti osoba može imati te specijalne moći koje do specijalne energije koja dolazi od svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
Yeah, one can get the original spiritual power coming from the supreme personality of Godhead.
Znači osoba može dobiti izvorne duhovne moći koje dolaze od svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
My dear devotees, how do you react to these sentences?
Moji dragi bhakte, kako vi reagujete na ove rečenice?
I will now say something to Igor. Pssht! Igorski! Pssht! Malo koncentracijonski! Prabhus, Madhajis, convinced and doubt us. This is a very important knowledge.
Moji dragi Prabhusi i Matađis, ovo je jedno jako veoma važno znanje.
You may endeavor your whole life to do something in spiritual life, but not cross your karmic boundaries.
Možete se truditi čitavog svog života u svom duhovnom životu, ali i dalje nećete preći određene granice.
And someone may endeavor for blessings, obtain blessings, and just be able to advance more than I can do for 35 years.
A neko se može truditi da dobije blagoslove i onda kada ih dobije, može napredovati više nego što sam ja napredovao za svojih 35 godina.
Hare Krishna. So, when I heard about this, I decided to change my whole life.
I kada sam čuo za ovo, ja sam odlučio da promenim čitav svoj život.
And now, whenever I need to do something difficult, which takes a lot of time, I have spent more time praying.
I sada kad god treba da uradim nešto što je jako teško, ja onda provedem više vremena u molitvi.
I found out in my own spiritual life that if I very humbly approach the Lord, His devotees, the holy Dham, the holy name for blessings, then things become possible which are beyond my boldest imaginations.
Ja sam otkrio u svom životu da ako ponizno priđem gospodinu Vaishnavama, svetom mestu i svetom imenu, da sam onda u stanju da uradim stvari koje su daleko iznad mojih najhrabrijih očekivanja.
I really feel if we can change our life from a life of very, very intense endeavors to a life of looking for blessings, we will attain much more than we can ever hope to attain.
Ja osjećam da ako mi promenimo naš život od života teškog napora ka životu u kome tražimo blagoslove, da onda možemo postići mnogo više.
To attain blessings, you only need to practice the culture of humility.
A da biste dobili blagoslove, jedino što treba da uradite jeste da praktikujete kulturu poštovanja.
And because we have really been brought up in the culture of pride, that is, we fail to understand this very deep and almost esoteric knowledge.
I zato što smo mi odrasli i odgojeni u kulturi ponosa, nama onda promakne da shvatimo ovu jako duboku i ezoteričnu poentu.
Only a humble soul can really obtain blessings.
Samo ponizna duša može zaista dobiti blagoslove.
And it is this point, becoming humble, which is so much difficult for us Westerners.
I upravo ta poenta, postati ponizan, jeste ono što je tako naporno za nas sa zapada.
Sometimes we feel actually afraid to become humble because we feel we might be exploited.
Mi smo jako često uplašeni da postanemo ponizni zato što osjećamo da bi neko mogao to da zloupotrebi.
And we feel also when we are humble, then yeah, then what is with our most treasured Western value?
I također osjećamo kada smo ponizni, što se onda dešava sa tom našom najdragocenijom zapadnjačkom vrednošću?
To be right and to be given right.
Da budemo u pravu i da nam se da za pravo.
But I want to ask you now a question. Do you want to be right or do you want to advance?
A ja sada želim da vas upitam jedno pitanje. Da li želite da budete u pravu ili želite da napredujete?
Sometimes a person who wants spiritual life doesn't follow the values of modern society.
I ponekad osoba koja želi duhovni život, ona ne sledi vrednosti materijalnog društva.
For instance, in our eating habits, the whole society in Serbia eats believes in meat, protein. Where do you get your proteins, Keith? From?
Na primjer, što se tiče našeg načina jedenja, verujem da u Srbiji svi jedu meso zato što žele proteine. Gde su proteini?
But we think our biggest value is respect for life.
Ali naša najveća vrednost jeste život pun poštovanja.
Our value is not proteins, sources of protein.
I naša vrednost nisu proteini niti izvor proteina.
This is one very obvious example where a devotee holds different values to be true.
I ovo je samo jedan od primjera gdje bhakta smatra određene vrednosti za one koje treba da sledi.
There are other values which we hold to. We think that pleasing God is more important than pleasing men.
I mi također poštujemo i druge vrednosti, na primjer da je zadovoljiti Boga važnije od toga da zadovoljimo ljude.
And we also feel that developing the qualities of reducing your ego is more important than, you know, wie sagt man, sich durchzusetzen, make pushing your point through.
I mi također poštujemo tu vrednost da je smanjenje ega mnogo značajnije od toga da samo guramo neke svoje ideje.
So humility, actually it is said, if you want to find love for Krishna in this world, you will have to look in one address, that's the house of humility.
I kaže se da ako želite da nađete Krišnu u ovom svetu, onda bi trebalo da odete na jednu adresu. To je kuća poniznosti.
Love of Krishna hides in this adresu.
I ljubav prema Krišni, ona se krije na toj adresi.
It is also said that when you are humble, the problems of material existence will not find you.
I također se kaže da kada ste ponizni, onda vas problemi materijalne egzistencije neće naći.
The example has been given with fruit flies.
I daje se primer nekih voćnih mulova.
When in the summer you remove this peel of a fruit, there are immediately 1,000 flies to eat away at your banana.
I kada na primjer u sred leta ogulite voće, onda se to jedan postaje stvori hiljadu mova koje žele da pojedu vašu bananu.
It's like this, a humble person is always protected by the peel of his humility.
I isto tako ponizna osoba je uvek zaštićena tom korom svoje poniznosti.
But a puffed up person has no protection. He's always struggling in relationships.
Ali ponosna osoba, ona nema nikakvu takvu zaštitu i ona neprestano se muči u svojim odnosima.
Struggling with knowledge.
Sa svojim znanjem.
I want to know more than the other.
Želim da znam više od drugih.
Always struggling with novac even.
Uvek se muči čak i po pitanju novca.
It's so strenuous to be puffed up.
I tako je napeto biti ponosan.
Isn't it rather creepy? It is, I mean, I meant just as some encouragement for me here. Humility is the result of sense control.
Poniznost je rezultat kontrole čula.
Because our modern society always wants to fulfill all the demands of the senses immediately. They have to fight for their satisfaction.
Zato što u našem društvu svi odmah žele da zadovolje sve zahteve čula i moraju da se bore za to zadovoljstvo.
A sense controlled person is naturally humble.
A osoba kojom kontroliše svoja čula je prirodno ponizna.
I wish to make all of you now a compliment.
I sada želim svima vama da dam jedan kompliment.
I can guarantee you, if we would have had the summer camp, the first days of the summer camp in America, everyone would have left us.
Ja vam garantujem da smo imali ovakav seminar negdje u Americi, prvih dana, nakon već nekoliko prvih dana, svi bi nas napustili.
Because no hot water from the pipe and all the water from the sky, that is intolerable.
I ako još uz to nema ni malo vode iz slavina, a sva voda dolazi iz neba, onda bi nas svi napustili.
Von Amerikanac, yes.
Da, za Amerikance.
Amerikanske, yes. But you were so with so much sense control taking your shower from rainwater. I was admiring you.
Ali vi tako kontrolišete svoja čula i da ste vi koristili tu vodu koja je padala kako biste se kupali, ja vam se stvarno divim.
And even when there was no water in the toilets, you did hardly complain. You could manage somehow.
A čak i kada nije bilo vode u WC-u, a opet se niste ni malo žalili i opet ste se na neki način snašli.
You were so humble.
Bili ste tako ponizni.
Because I think you are extremely sense controlled.
Zato što ste verujem jako puno imate kontrolu nad svojim čulima.
Krishna, Krishna. My point here is sense control usually brings about humility.
I moja poenta ovdje jeste da kontrola čula obično dovodi do poniznosti.
In your case, I think you have just very good hearts. That is what I think.
A u vašem slučaju ja vjerujem da vi jednostavno imate jako dobro srce.
Also, if you wish to become humble, service to superiors and respect to superiors will help you to develop this quality.
A također ako želite da postanete ponizni, onda će vam služba i poštovanje za one koji su vam nadređeni pomoći u tom pokušaju.
I always feel that Vaishnava association makes us humble.
Ja uvijek osjećam da nas društvo Vaishnava čini poniznijim.
We are requested to bow down in the morning when we see Vaishnavas.
Mi imamo tu, traži se od nas da odamo poštovanje ujutro kada vidimo Vaishnave.
We offer respects to Srila Prabhupada in the Guru Puja.
onda mi odajemo poštovanje Šila Prabhupada na Guru Puđi.
And then we go through our lives, we know we just tolerate that maybe one Vaishnava will correct us and we don't become immediately angry with him. These things are good to develop humility.
I onda također u toku našeg života, kada nas neki Vaishnava ispravi, mi se odmah ne naljutimo na njega i sve te stvari su jako dobre za razvijanje poniznosti.
You can only live in a Vaishnava society when you are humble. When you're not humble, you won't like it.
I možete živjeti u društvu Vaishnava jedino ako ste ponizni, a ako nemate poniznosti, onda vam se to društvo neće svidjeti.
Because in that association you learn so many times that you have to overcome your false ego.
A zato što u tom društvu toliko puta naučite da morate da prevaziđete svoj lažni ego.
Yeah, I know one story of Srila Prabhupada where he showed his disciples how he as a guru feels it is his prime purpose to correct the eyes of our false ego.
Ja imam ovdje jednu priču Šila Prabhupada u kojoj on kaže kako je glavna suštinska dužnost duhovnog učitelja da ispravi oči svog učenika.
It was such a cold London winter.
Aha, the slomi leg. To correct?
Yeah, Prabhupada thought his prime duty was to help his disciples to break the eyes of their false ego.
Znači, smatra da je glavna dužnost duhovnog učitelja da slomi taj led lažnog ega svojih učenika. I tako je jednom u Londonu bila jako duga i hladna zima.
It was once in a very cold London winter day.
I to se desilo jednog jako hladnog zimskog dana u Londonu.
Prabhupada was on his morning walk in Regent's Park.
I Prabhupada je bio na svojoj jutarnjoj šetnji u parku.
His body was covered with two blankets. The blankets which you get on an international air flight.
I na njegovom telu bila su dva ćebeta i to su bila one ćebet koju vi dobijete na međunarodnim letovima.
The stewards had given these blankets to Prabhupada, noticing that he was not dressed for the cold London winter.
I u stvari su ti stewards iz aviona dali Šila Prabhupada tu ćebet zato što su primetili da on nije bio dobro obučen za taj hladni zimski dan.
And Prabhupada was on his walk.
I Prabhupada je bio u svojoj
šetnji. Tama Krishna Goswami was with him.
A Tama Krishna Goswami je bio sa njim.
And he noted that whenever Prabhupada came to a frozen ice puddle, he broke the ice with his cane.
I onda on primetio da bi Šila Prabhupada kad god bi prišao kod jedne do zaleđene bare, on bi razbio taj led svojim štapom.
He actually went out of his way to find frozen ice puddles.
I on je čak iskretao sa svoga puta kako bi našao te zaleđene bare.
And then crash! After some time, Tama Krishna Maharaj felt that Prabhupada maybe expected him to ask him why he did this.
I nakon nekog vremena je Tama Krishna Goswami pomislio da možda Šila Prabhupada očekuje da ga on upita zašto on to radi.
And so finally when Prabhupada came to the next ice paddle and took his stick to break the ice, Tama Krishna Maharaj asked him, why are you doing this?
I onda najzad kada je Šila Prabhupada prišao sljedeći bari kako bi razbio led na njenoj površini, Tama Krishna Goswami ga upitao, zašto to radiš?
Prabhupada answered, I crushed the ice because ice is not the original state of the water.
A Šila Prabhupada je rekao, ja razbijam led, jer led nije izvorno stanje vode.
It's like us. It is not our original state to be an illusion.
I to je nešto poput nas. Nije naše izvorno stanje da budemo u iluziji.
We must break the ice of the material energy.
Mi moramo razbiti led materijalne energije.
And with this he meant the false ego, because ego is the first and the thickest layer of material elements which covers the soul when it comes into this world.
I ovim je on mislio upravo na lažni ego, zato što je lažni ego prvi i najdeblji omotač koji prekriva dušu kada ona dođe u materijalni svet.
And then Prabhupada became very strong.
I onda je Prabhupada postao jako snažan u to svoje izjave.
And he almost shouted.
I on je gotovo povikao.
It's not natural to be a Maya.
Nije prirodno biti u Maji.
It's unnatural.
To je neprirodno.
Srila Prabhupada would often challenge us.
I Srila Prabhupada bi nas često izazivao.
One of his servants was very spaced out.
Jedan od njegovih sluga koji je bio najviše tako pometen.
And he called him Isaac Newton.
I on ga je zvao Isaac Newton.
The servant asked, why am I Isaac Newton?
A onda ga je sluga pitao, ali zašto sam ja Isaac Newton?
Prabhupada said, because the man was very spaced out.
Šrila Prabhupada je govorio, pa zato što je taj čovjek bio jako spaced out.
There were two holes in his house door in Isaac Newton's. Then Prabhupada explained, there were two holes in Isaac Newton's house door.
I onda Šrila Prabhupada dalje objasnio kako je na vratima kuće Isaka Njutna postale su dve rupe.
One big hole and one small hole.
Jedna velika rupa i jedna mala rupa.
And once a friend asked Isaac Newton, this is very uncomfortable in winter, why do we have two holes?
I onda je jedan njegov prijatelj upitao Isaka Njutna, ali ovo nije baš zgodno za zimu, zašto imaš te dve rupe?
Prabhupada laughed. Isaac Newton replied, because I have two cats, one big and one small.
I onda se Prabhupad smeo i rekao je da je Isaac Newton odgovorio, zato što imam dvije mačke, jednu veliku i jednu malu.
So his friend said, but the small cat can go through the hole of the big cat, the big hole. No problem.
Ali onda se taj njegov prijatelj udario po glavi i rekao, ali ova mala mačka, ona može da prođe kroz rupu velike mačke.
You only need one hole.
I tebi je potrebna samo jedna rupa.
So when Prabhupada called his servant Sir Isaac Newton, he meant that his servant was also a little spaced out.
I onda kada je Šrila Prabhupada nazvao tog slugu gospodinom Isaac Newtonom, on je u stvari želeo da kaže da taj sluga malo spaced out.
And whenever the servant did again a mistake, Prabhupada just looked at him, Sir Isaac Newton.
I onda kad god bi taj sluga napravio neku grešku, onda bi Šrila Prabhupada pogledao njega i rekao, gospodine Isaac Newton.
Yes, the spiritual master destroys the eyes of pride.
Da, duhovni učitelj uništava taj led ponosa.
Sometimes we don't like this.
A nama se to nekad ne sviđa.
And we have a conflict.
I onda mi dođemo u sukob.
Krishna himself also doesn't like when his devotees become pride, because he knows then they cannot develop love for him.
I Krishna također ne voli kada njegovi bhakte razviju ponos, zato što on zna da onda tada ne mogu da razviju ni ljubav za njega.
Krishna is calling.
Krishna zove.
Sir Isaac Newton, what are you doing?
Gospodine Isaac Newton, šta mi se radi?
Once Indra's ego began to bloom.
Jednom je Indrin gnev, Indrin ego počeo da cveta.
And then it blossomed.
I onda se rascvetao.
And he woke up one morning and thought, I am the king of the universe.
I onda se on probudio tog jutra i rekao je, ja sam kralj univerzuma.
It is described that at that moment his service to Krishna stopped and his connection, his ten pranas became disconnected from seva.
I opisano je da u to vreme on prestao da služi Krišnu i njegovih 10 prana su izgubile povezanost sa službom.
The next day he visited the planet Earth where he was accustomed to receive a very, very wonderful Yagya from the Brajabasis, Krishna's associates.
I onda je on sledećeg dana posjetio planetu Zemlju, gde je bio navikao da dobija jako veliku jagiju od Brijavasija, stanovnika Vrindavana.
But Krishna on that day had decided to teach him a lesson.
Ali Krishna je tog dana odlučio da ga nauči lekciju.
He convinced the Brijavasis to give all their offerings which they had meant to give to Indra to a mountain called Govardhan.
I Krishna ubedio sve stanovnike Vrindavana da sve one ponude koje su nameravali da daju Indri, da ih ponude planini, Govardhanu.
Indra thought, what? It's all being given to a mountain, but it's meant to be given for me, the king of the universe.
I onda je Indra pomislio, šta? Pa zar će sve ono što je trebalo da se da meni, kralju univerzuma, biti dato planini?
I teach this boy and his foolish followers a lesson by drowning them with my samvataka rain clouds.
Ja ću sada naučiti pameti ovog dečaka i sve njegove prijatelje tako što ću ih potopiti samvataka oblacima.
As you know, Krishna had then used the Govardhan mountain as an umbrella by lifting it so that the clouds could not destroy Vrindavan.
I kao što svi znate, onda je Krishna upotrebio Govardhan kao kišobran koji ih je zaštitio od toga da svi budu potopljeni.
Now, after this, Indra felt it is necessary to come to Krishna and say, I'm very sorry.
I onda nakon ovoga Indra je osjetio potrebu da dođe kod Krišne i da mu kaže da mu je jako žao.
I was overwhelmed by pride and as a result I went against you, my lord.
Ja sam bio preplavljen ponosom i kao rezultat toga ja sam ti se usprotivio, moj gospodine.
Indra took his crown which blazed like the sun and as a symbol of his humility he put it before the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
I onda je on uzeo svoju krunu koja je sjela poput sunca i stavio je pred lotosova stopala Krišne.
And he asked, help me.
I onda ga je on zamolio, pomozi mi.
And now it's very important how Krishna reacted.
A sada je jako važno kako je Krišna reagovao.
He could have chastised Indra before everyone and humiliated him further.
On je mogao da kazni, da ispravi Indru pred svima i da ga na taj način ponizi.
But he didn't do it.
Ali on to nije uradio.
He met Indra at a very lonely place where only Indra and him was there.
I onda je on sreo Indru na osamljenom mestu gde su bili samo njih dvojica.
When God wants to correct you, he usually does this in a lonely place where you are alone with him.
I kada Bog želi da vas ispravi, onda on to obično čini na osamljenom mestu gde se nalazite jedino vi i Bog.
It can happen that you do something foolish where everyone begins to laugh about you.
I može se desiti da uradite nešto budalosto i da vam se onda svi smeju.
Which will hurt you.
I to će vas povrediti.
But really, if you want to correct your pride, it always has to happen when you are alone with Krishna. You have to reflect about this very, very personally.
Ali ako zaista želite da ispravite svoj ponos, onda će se to desiti kada ste sami sa Krishnom i treba jako puno da razmišljate o tome.
I have often seen devotees being corrected in public, and for a moment they understood what they did wrong, but after some time the old mistake came back.
Ja sam više puta video bhakte koji su bili ispravljeni javno i onda bi oni razumeli tu poentu neko vreme, a nakon nekog vremena opet bi se taj njihov ponos pojavio.
If you want to change something in your life, you must think on your own.
Ako želite da nešto promenite u svom životu, onda morate da mislite o tome.
You must digest the experience into some real knowledge what you want to do better.
I morate da svarite nekako to iskustvo i da shvatite šta je to što treba da uradite bolje.
Shri Krishna told him two things.
I Šri Krišna mu je rekao dve stvari.
He said, a man blinded by the intoxication of pride.
On je rekao, čovjek koji je zaslepljen intoksikacijom ponosa,
he cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand.
On je ne može vidjeti pored sebe sa štapom kazne.
Isn't it true, my dear devotees?
Zar to nije istina, moji dragi bhakti?
When we are covered by this pride, we can't see what the Lord has, what the arrangements of the Lord for us.
Kada smo prikriveni ponosom, onda mi ne možemo vidjeti koje aranžmane ima za nas Gospodin.
It may be clear to everyone in the room or in the universe, but we can't see it.
I to može biti jasno svima u sobi ili svima u univerzumu, ali mi to nećemo moći da vidimo.
Therefore Krishna, he continued, if I see this and I desire a person's real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position.
I onda Krishna kaže, ako ja to vidim kod svog bhakti, ako mu ja želim dobro, onda ću ga ja povući na dole sa njegovog materijalnog položaja.
This is the mercy of the Lord.
I to je milost Gospodina.
To pull someone from a materially big position so that he can again see is nothing else than inconceivable milost.
I povući nekog sa njegovog visokog materijalnog položaja i načiniti ga opet sposobnim da vidi nije ništa drugo nego neshvatljiva milost.
All the great devotees have prayed when the Lord has shown them this mercy and thanked him.
I svi veliki bhakti su se molili kada im je Gospodin pokazao ovu milost i zahvalili su mu.
And Indra said, Tvayesha anugrihitasmi Dvashtastambovito Yama. O Lord, you have shown me mercy by shattering my false pride and defeating my egoistic attempts.
I onda Indra rekao, o Gospodine, ti si uništio moj ego i moje moje egoistične namere.
Yes. And he said something which I want to say with you and want to say to you in English, and then we will chant it all together.
I onda je rekao još nešto što ću vam prvo pročitati na engleskom, a onda možemo to svi zajedno da otpevamo.
Obeisances are unto you the supreme personality of Godhead.
Poštovanje tebi, svevišnja božanska ličnosti.
The great soul.
Velika duša.
You are all pervading.
Ti si taj koji sve prožima.
And you reside in the hearts of all.
I ti prebivaš u srcima svih.
My obeisances unto you, O Krishna.
Moje poštovanje tebi, O Krishna.
The chief of the Yadu dynasty.
Glavnim u Yadu dinastiji.
Namastubhyam Bhagavate.
Namastubhyam Bhagavate.
Purushaya Mahatmane. Vasudevaya Krishnaya.
Vasudevaya Krishnaya.
Sattvatam Pataye Namaha.
Sattvatam Pataye Namaha.
Yes. Krishna responded to Indra, my dear Indra, I stopped you out of my mercy for you.
I onda je Krishna odgovorio, moj dragi Indra, ja sam te zaustavio zbog svoje milosti prema tebi.
You were intoxicated by pride.
Ti si bio otrovan svojim ponosom.
And I wanted you to remember me always.
A ja sam želeo da mi se ti uvek sećaš.
My dear devotees, this is Krishna's work.
Moji dragi bhakte, ovo je Krishnin posao.
He helps us through his different arrangements by making different situations in our life to give up our intoxication.
I on nam pomaže kroz svoje različite aranžmane i u različitim situacijama u životu tako što će nas osloboditi našeg ponosa.
He wants us to wake up.
I on želi da se mi probudimo.
So that we can come to him earnestly and ask for his blessings.
Tako da mu možemo prići iskreno i zatražiti od njega blagoslove.
If we are covered with false ego, we will not be able to ask for blessings from our heart.
i ako smo prekriveni lažnim egom, onda mi nećemo biti u stanju da zamolimo za blagoslove sa svojim punim srcem.
I will end today by telling you a story about what is God's work.
I ja ću sada završiti svoju današnju lekciju time što ću vam reći šta je to gospodinov posao.
Once there was a king who was known for his difficult questions.
Jednom je postao kralj koji je bio poznat po svojim teškim pitanjima.
His ministers knew if they were not able to answer those difficult questions, the king would often fire one of them.
I onda njegovi ministri su znali, ako oni nisu u stanju da odgovore na ta njegova teška pitanja, on će otpustiti nekog od njih.
Once the king asked one of his ministers, what is God's work?
I jednom je on pitao jednog od svojih ministara, šta je Božji posao?
I don't mean the work of creation, because that's what he does always. One time.
I onda je on rekao, ne mislim na taj posao stvaranja univerzuma, zato što on to radi samo jedno.
I want to know what he daily does as work.
Ali ja želim da znam šta on radi svakog dana.
The minister had no idea.
A ministar nije imao pojma.
He said, Your Majesty, for such difficult religious questions, we have the priests. Let us ask your main priest.
I onda je rekao, moj dragi kralju, za tako teška religiozna pitanja, mi imamo sveštenike, pa bolje da pitamo njega.
When the priest was brought before the king, he also didn't know the answer. He said, I need 1 week's time to look in my shastras.
A onda kada je sveštenik bio doveden pred kralja, on je rekao, pa ja ne znam odgovor na tako teško pitanje, treba mi nedelju dana da pogledam svoje šastre.
After 1 week of trying to find the answer, he still didn't know it and he decided to leave the country and not better to leave in honor than be fired in disgrace.
I onda nakon nedelju dana naporne potrage, taj sveštenik i dalje nije mogao da nađe odgovor i zato je odlučio da je bolje da ode u časti nego da bude poražen nečasno.
On his way out he found one of his disciples who was a goat herder.
I onda na svom odlasku on je susreo jednog od svojih učenika koji je u stvari bio čuvar koza.
And the goat herder said, "You look so depressed, Guruji."
A onda je taj čuvar koza rekao, "Ti izgledaš tako depresivno, Guruji."
Yes. I can't give an answer and this means I will be fired.
Da, ja ne mogu da nađem odgovor, a to znači da će biti otpušten.
Whose question?
I koje pitanje?
The king's question.
Ovo pitanje od kralja.
What is it?
A koje je to pitanje?
The old man wants to know what is God's daily work.
Starac želi da zna šta je to posao Boga.
Oh, Guruji, said the goat herder, this is such a simple question, let me answer it.
A onda taj čuvar koza je rekao, oh, Guruji, pa to je tako jednostavno pitanje, dozvoli mi da ti odgovorim.
Let me go to the king's court and answer it, because I feel only I can explain it to him, not you.
Dozvoli mi da pođem do kraljevog dvora, zato što imam osjećaj da samo ja mogu da mu odgovorim, a ne ti.
Mm-hmm. So, Hare Krishna, the Guruji said, well, okay, and he brought his disciple, who was dressed in rags, to the royal assembly of His Majesty, the King of so-and-so.
I onda je taj sveštenik rekao u redu i onda je poveo tog svog učenika koji je bio obučen u neke onako krpe na taj kraljevski skup njegovog visočanstva.
Everyone was shocked when this ragged goat herder came in.
I svi su bili jako šokirani kada je taj čuvar koza u tim pranjama ušao.
The boy said, Your Majesty, what is your question, please?
I onda je dečak rekao, vaše visočanstvo, koje je vaše pitanje?
I've asked for your guru to answer the question.
Ja sam zamolio tvoj guru da odgovori na to pitanje.
Yes, I know, but your question is too simple to ask him.
A onda je on rekao, znam ja to, ali vaše pitanje je previše jednostavno da biste pitali njega, nego bolje mene.
The king was starting to fume and he was starting to get a red head.
I onda je kralj krenuo da se puši i njegova glava je postala crvena.
Okay, you better give the good answer. What is God's work?
U redu, bolje da daš dobar odgovor. Šta je posao Boga?
The shepherd said, first we must observe a little etiquette.
A pastir je rekao, prvo moramo da uzmemo u obzir malo etikete.
You have a question and I'm answering the question, that means you are my disciple and I'm your guru for this question.
I onda on rekao, ti si pitao pitanje, a ja ti dajem odgovor. Tako da za ovo pitanje u ovom slučaju, ja sam tvoj učitelj, a ti si moj učenik.
But you are sitting higher than me.
Ali ti sediš na postolju višem od mene.
Get down from the throne and I will sit on your throne and then I will speak.
Siđi sa svog trona i onda ću se ja popeti na taj tron i daću ti odgovor.
Oh, the ministers were good. They were happy.
A svi ministri su krenuli da se smeju jer su bili srećni.
What could the king do? It was very customs, and so he got down from his throne. And the shepherd sat on the throne, and the king said, "You better give a good answer."
I onda šta je kralj mogao drugo da uradi nego sišao sa svog trona, a ovaj pastir se popeo na tron i kralj mu rekao, "Sad ti je bolje da daš dobar odgovor."
The shepherd waited a dramatička pauza.
A onda je taj pastir čekao u jednoj dramskoj pauzi.
Finally, after some time, he said, "The answer is already given, and you don't even understand."
I onda je nakon nekog vremena rekao, "Ali odgovor ti je već dat, a ti ne razumeš."
God's work is to get the puffed up down and the humble up.
Boži posao se sastoji u tome da on uzdigne one koji su ponosni, a one koji su da uzdigne one koji su ponizni, a da spusti dole one koji su ponosni.
Yes? So, how do you like this story?
I kako vam se sviđa ova priča?
This is what Krishna does with all of us every day.
I ovo je ono što Krishna radi sa svima od nas svakog dana.
He did it with Indra.
I on je to radio i sa Indrom.
Indra had to place his royal crown blazing like the sun in the dust of Braj.
Indra je morao da spusti tu svoju dragocenu krunu koja je blistala poput sunca u prašinu Braj.
When you are a humble soul, you will always understand what Krishna does for you.
I kada ste ponizna duša, onda ćete uvek shvatati šta Krishna čini za vas.
And you will be qualified to ask for his blessings.
I bit ćete kvalifikovani da zamolite za njegove blagoslove.
Because just like water always flows from a higher altitude to a lower altitude, blessings only flow to someone who consciously takes the humble position.
I upravo kao što voda uvek teče sa višeg ka nižem položaju, isto tako i blagoslovi uvek dolaze od onog koje je nadređen do onome koje je na nižem položaju.
Krishna will feel my devotee. He doesn't want anything for me. He thinks he's so utterly unqualified.
I onda će Krishna misliti, o, moj bakt, on ne želi ništa od mene zato što misli da je on tako jako nekvalifikovan.
There's a song.
Postoji jedna pesma.
Kripako. No. Sorry, you have to find the melody in life. Kripa koro Vaishna Vatakura Sambandha janiya Bajite bajite. It's not the right melody. Amito Vaishnava
এই বুদ্ধি হইলে আমানি না হবে আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা সিয়াসি হৃদয়ে দোষিব হইবে নিরায়গামী। ও বৈষ্ণবা, প্লিজ গিভ মি ইয়োর মার্সি।
ও বৈষ্ণবা, মোলিম তে দাই মি সোয়ু মিলোস্ত।
গিভ নলেজ অফ মাই রিলেশনশিপ উইথ ভগবান।
দাই মি জ্ঞানে ও মোম অদনসু সা ভগবানম।
এন্ড গিভ মি দি অ্যাবিলিটি টু ডু মাই ভজন।
ই দাই মি স্পোসোবনোস্ত দা রাদিম সোয়ু ভজন।
এন্ড প্লিজ সেন্ড দ্য ডগ অফ মাই ফলস ইগো ফার অ্যাওয়ে।
И молим те, пошалји пса мог лажног эго далеко од мене.
This almost could be a poem by Friedrich Nietzsche.
Ово би могла бити песма коју је написао Nietzsche.
Nietzsche said, back to Nietzsche, said, everywhere there's a dog following me called ego.
И Nietzsche, back to Nietzsche, је рекао да увек постоји taj pas koji me sledi i to je pas ega.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to the Vaishnava, please send my false ego far away.
A Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže Vaishnavama, molim vas pošaljite sam mog lažnog ega daleko od mene.
If I think I am a great Vaishnava,
ako ja samo pomislim da sam ja veliki Vaishnava,
then I will never become humble.
Onda nikada neće postati ponizan.
My heart will become contaminated with the hope.
I moje srce će postati otrovano nadom.
Of receiving honor from others.
Da ću dobiti poštovanje od drugih.
And I will surely go to hell.
I onda ću sigurno otići u pakao.
He has a very nice verse also about gurus.
I ovdje postoji jedan jako lep stih o guruima.
If I think that I am a superior.
Ako ja mislim da sam ja onaj koji je nadređen.
And live in my guru abhiman.
I živim u tom guru abhimanu.
And if I give my remnants to others,
i ako dajem svoje ostatke drugima,
I will be burdened with the weight of false pride.
Ja ću onda biti spaljen tom težinom lažnog ponosa.
Oh Vaishnava, I will let me always identify as your disciple.
O Vaishnava, pomozi mi da se uvek identifikujem kao tvoj sluga.
And I do not want to accept worship or praise from others.
I pomozi mi da ne želim da prihvatim obožavanje i hvalu od drugih.
Yes. Hare Krishna. This is how devotees think.
Ovo je način na koji bhakta razmišlja.
Again, I want to say this only makes sense in the context of asking humbly for blessings.
I opet moram da napomenem da sve ovo ima smisla u tom kontekstu traženja blagoslova.
Today we want to praise some devotees.
I danas mi želimo da pohvalimo neke bhakte.
And therefore we want to end the class at 6 o'clock.
I zato mi želimo da završimo sa časom u 6 sati.
We will have a beautiful evening of glorifying older devotees.
I mi ćemo imati prelepo večer slavljenja starijih bhakta.
And we have a surprise for you.
I imamo iznenađenje za vas.
Our surprise is a movie which was made for that occasion.
I naše iznenađenje je film koji je napravljen specijalno za tu priliku.
You will see the pioneer times of Krishna consciousness in Yugoslavia.
I vidjet ćete to pionirsko vreme svesnosti Krišne u Jugoslaviji.
Some of the older devotees which you will see, you will find how they look when how they looked when they were young and young in age actually.
I neke od starih bhakta koje vi znate, moći ćete da vidite kako su izgledali kada su bili mladi.
Meera Chanda has also written a book, Those Were the Times.